everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to our Juicy interview. Today, Alex and I are here with an amazing woman who we had the opportunity to meet in New York at Marie Forleo's Rich, Happy, and Hot event. Her name is Jackie Dumaine, and this is One Juicy Genius. Jackie was actually one of the very first women that we met when we were at the event in New York. We were immediately drawn to her vibrance and her energy, and we started talking and realized that we actually had quite a bit in common. To begin with, all three of us are Alberta girls, and we always are instantly drawn to fellow Alberta girls, and we love it when they're focused on building their own businesses and really following their passions and their dreams. So Jackie's actually created the Yoga Code. She's the founder of the Stillness Room. She was recently featured on the cover of Guided Synergy, a magazine, and she's also recently been a speaker at the event Women Embracing Brilliance. Welcome, Jackie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you so much for inviting me to be on this call. I'm thrilled and honored, and as we mentioned to each other in New York, I knew that somehow we would stay connected, so glad to be here.
Thanks, Jackie. And like you said, this is only the beginning. I can honestly say from both Leanne and I, we're so, so excited to have you on the call. To kick off this interview, we wanted to just open up the floor to you and have you tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. Well, I am an Alberta girl. I've been here since 1995, but I actually grew up in a small town called Île-des-Chênes, Manitoba, a small, small French community right outside of Winnipeg. The population was 1,100, and I think half of them were my cousins. My dad had 13 brothers and sisters, so family played a huge role in my life, and my father was always and still is a little bit of an entrepreneur in his own unique way, and I think I developed the entrepreneurial spirit at a very, very young age from, you know, having a lemonade stand, Kool-Aid stand, actually, when I was young, and being the top babysitter on my block. I always had a passion for trying unique things and taking risks. So I moved to Calgary actually when my son was 3 years old. So at the time I was only 22. I had him at 19. And that was, I think, the biggest risk that I'd taken. My first big risk in life was moving to an unknown city where I knew nobody with a three-year-old without a job. And everything seemed to fall into place. And yeah, life has been really wonderful since moving to Calgary. I've explored so many different career avenues. And my most recent, prior to getting into yoga and co-founding the Stillness Room, was in advertising and media. And that certainly taught me a lot about business and entrepreneurship. And, you know, fast forward to now, I am proud to be the co-founder of Stillness Room. And launching the Yoga Code is my new passion, sharing the beauty of yoga philosophy with others and how it can transform your life.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us a bit more of your story and about where you came from and how you got to where you are today. So we know more about how you actually made the transition from working in media advertising to being a full-fledged entrepreneur, but our listeners don't. So why don't you take a few minutes and really just talk a little bit more about what your experience was like when you were in advertising. And were you fulfilled? And then really what we love to hear is, when did you have your stroke of juicy genius, that one point when you realized you're truly meant to be doing something more?
Well, my time spent in advertising, you know, I don't have anything really negative to say about it. It was a really amazing, dynamic career. I was really good at what I did and was one of the top executives in the media industry here in the city for years. I think towards the end of my career, I started burning out because I was a type A personality, and the industry itself is very, very demanding, very cutthroat, and was starting to become a little bit unethical. And upon starting a yoga practice and reconnecting with yoga, the way that I wanted to live my life started to shift, and it was no longer in alignment with who I was in the career of advertising. And my spirit started to break, so every single day driving into work became more and more challenging, and my light started to dim. And you can read more about this on my website, but I get quite in detail on a specific day when I went to the office and was paralyzed on the side of the road about three blocks from the building that I worked in. I couldn't move. I could hardly breathe. Felt like I was having a heart attack. And I stayed this way for 4 full hours, not knowing what I was going to do, not knowing if I even wanted to live. It was a pretty low moment in my life. I started to think about my yoga practice and the yoga breathing and how it made me feel, and something immediately started to shift, and I knew that everything would be okay. I knew that there was more out there for me, that I was indeed a true entrepreneur, and that if I didn't, you know, quote unquote, let my light shine and step into my brilliance, then, you know, I wasn't really fulfilling my purpose on this planet. So from that moment, I started to make my plans to exit radio and exit the world of media.
Wow. Thank you, Jackie, for sharing such an honest and candid story about what you went through when you had your stroke of juicy genius. For you, it seemed to be so obvious and something that literally physically took over your body. I know for a lot of the women we interview, they talk about their stroke of juicy genius where it was a thought or a moment where they discovered that they weren't fully happy, but for you it seemed like every part of your being was telling you that you needed to really do something else and to change your path. And I really respect and admire you for, one, being able to understand what your body was telling you, and two, being able to listen to it and make the preparations to leave the media industry and to really start doing what you love to do. So what I would love to know more about is, when you had that moment or that stroke of juicy genius, what steps did you take in order to prepare yourself for leaving the media industry? And was it hard taking the leap into something new and completely unknown? Because I know a lot of our listeners are probably in that position where they're in a career where they're not, you know, totally fulfilled. They know they want to be doing something else, but have no idea what steps to take or what to do, because leaving the comfort of a job that pays regularly and a workplace that you're familiar with people that you're familiar with, doing something you're familiar with, can be really, really difficult to leave. So what was your journey like?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. It wasn't an easy decision. I didn't just walk in and quit and leave my job on that day. And I want people to know that, because, you know, sometimes we hear stories of people leaving their job and we get these fantasies of just walking in one day and saying, I quit. But I think it's really, really important to prepare. And as a single mom, you know, I was making a very healthy six-figure salary. It wasn't an easy decision to leave, you know, going to India, which is, you know, what was part of my preparation to take my yoga teacher training, was full of unknowns. I mean, full of unknowns. But how I started to prepare was by putting money away so that I could be, you know, somewhat financially secure. I, you know, security is a bit of an illusion, but I wanted a little money in the bank. I started preparing the launch of Stillness Room. So I started investigating and researching entrepreneurial endeavors that spoke to me and that resonated with the life that I wanted to live, so that the person I was on the inside could match the person I was on the outside. And I basically just made little steps to moving towards what my vision was with launching Stillness Room and becoming a yoga teacher while I was still in the media job. So I didn't quit until January of 2010, but I took a full, I would say it was almost a good year of planning and preparation, which I strongly suggest to people. I mean, there's a philosophy principle in the Yoga Code workshop that I teach called Asteya, and it tells us that we can have all the hopes and dreams that we want in life, but if we don't plan and prepare for them, we're stealing our opportunity at stepping into greatness. And, you know, we see this a lot with the stats of people who win the lottery. You know, they're poor and they're just, you know, on the verge of poverty, and they'd hope and dream of winning the lottery. And when they do, the stats are a lot of them go bankrupt within years because they haven't planned or prepared on what to do when the universe offers them what they've been asking for. So that is my, you know, biggest advice, is to plan and prepare without stepping into that zone of procrastination, though, which can be a dangerous trap. To plan and prepare and then just take the leap, and the universe will take care of you.
Well, that is wonderful information that you just shared with us, Jackie. And
I think you're right when you say so many people do. They have that vision of walking into the offices and saying, that's it, I'm done, I quit. And then they walk out and they're like, what next? And we interview a lot of women. Some people, that actually is their story, and they do it, and they put their head down and they hit the ground running and they make it work. What I really like about you is that you were strategic about things. You had a plan of action and you actually implemented it. So you were strategic. You knew that you would need the money, and you started building the stillness room. You went to India for 6 weeks, which is a huge task to do in and of itself. Both Alex and I have been to India, and we know what it's like to go there. And you were quite strategic, and you actually had all of your ducks lined up in a row, and then you were able to make the transition easier. I really like how you shared that with our community, because it's just a great confirmation of what can truly happen when you are organized, when you make a plan, and when you execute on it. So now that you have the stillness room, you have the yoga code, you are out there and you're kicking butt and you're making things happen, what is the absolute best part of being an entrepreneur and really living your passions each and every day?
Well, the best part, I think, is the growth that happens. I think that being an entrepreneur is one of the best ways that you can truly learn to understand yourself. You learn how to push through during challenging times. You learn how to communicate and collaborate with others. You know, especially moving forward in our world as women, I think it's so important that we learn to come together and support each other rather than being afraid of each other's success, which leads to competition. And I think that the more we give, the more we help others, the more we succeed, and you learn that all as an entrepreneur. I also love the freedom of not having to request time off when I need it. I think that's pretty awesome. You know, the freedom and the flexibility of my schedule, but again, it comes with a lot of hard work. But not being afraid of that hard work is so incredibly rewarding. And to be able to share my passion, I may have mentioned to you before, and it's on my website, when I went to India to study yoga and lived in the ashram, I first went to learn the postures, of course. This is what we learn in the West, and to be a yoga teacher. Became fascinated with the philosophy and how this philosophy of yoga, this 5,000-year-old wisdom, could instantly be applied to our life to completely transform it and bring about huge shifts. And it's just so rewarding to find something that I'm passionate about and be able to share it with others. And when I'm hosting a workshop, I sometimes at the end just shake my head because I can't believe that this is how I'm earning my living. And it's just such a beautiful gift.
I love that. And you're so right. All the things that you said about being an entrepreneur and the things that you love about being an entrepreneur, Leanne and I are so grateful for every day. And, you know, this kind of leads into my next question. I think a lot of people, and I know I also thought this, you think, okay, once I've made it as an entrepreneur, then I'm there. I don't have to, you know, ever work for anybody else again. There's going to be money coming in, and I really know that my business has made it. But as an entrepreneur, you know, and Leanne and I both know that there are still times of struggle and times where there's a little bit of uncertainty and a lack of clarity around things and how things are going to turn out. And I guess that's just the part of being an entrepreneur. But what do you do to get through, you know, times of struggle or times of uncertainty when you're not really sure how things are going to go next?
Well, I up my yoga practice, that's for sure. Yoga really helps keep me grounded. But I stay open to unique opportunities as well. And I think we have to be open to that. I think the definition of entrepreneur and how our life needs to look is changing. And we don't have to fit a mold anymore. We don't have to, you know, if with Stillness Room and the Yoga Code, I also offer coaching services. So I became creative there. In my workshop, I often get people who will email me afterwards who want to go deeper. And it just came to me, why don't I offer one-on-one coaching services where I can take people through these 10 principles of yoga philosophy and help them apply it to specific situations in their life? So it's an individual program. Upon building my website, I got a lot of feedback on how it was written. And so a copywriter did a blog on my website and complimented the way that it was written and how authentic it was. And I'm the one who wrote it myself. So since this blog came out, I've been getting requests from people to help them with some of their copywriting. And you know, I have to just take a step back and go, okay, well, this doesn't really fit into the yoga code. It doesn't really fit into stillness room, but it feels good for me. It feels good to help others, to help teach them how to speak authentically from their heart and share who they are on their website. Because I strongly believe that gone are the days of these generic websites where we have to copy everyone else and we have to say the same things and use the same language. We have to just be ourselves. So I encourage entrepreneurs to be open to all these opportunities that might come to you that will generate extra revenue when you're in the building phase of your business. You know, don't shy away from things that may seem are, you know, below you or whatever you want to label it. Everything is an experience, and everything brings you closer to meeting the right people that you need to propel you on your journey faster. So just be open to that.
Thank you. You just shared two great, amazing tips that people can keep in mind when they're actually going through some tough times. The first one you said was that you actually have a daily ritual, and for you, your daily ritual is yoga. I think that it's really important for everybody to figure out what grounds them, what keeps them focused, and what keeps them healthy and centered and on task, especially when they're starting their own business or going through tough times of pain and struggle. The second one you said is really stay open to opportunities that come to you. And I really like how you touch base on you would go on if it felt right or not. So maybe copywriting isn't what you set out to do, but you were still felt good at your core and was actually giving you some income and supporting you and helping you to still achieve the end goal that you're set out to achieve. So I really like those. I think we have for one more question. So what I'm wondering, Jackie, is if you could give someone one juicy tip that would really help them to step away from their current 9-to-5 job or really the current reality trap that they're stuck in right now.
I think I would really say, you know, to be open. You know, I also believe that sometimes being stuck in a 9-to-5 is just a story that we're telling ourselves. And, you know, we get trapped in all this mind chatter that tells us we need to quit our job and we need to be doing this. And, you know, bringing a little stillness into our lives like yoga or meditation, some kind of ritual that allows you to get quiet, helps you tap into your intuition, and your intuition is what has all the answers. So when you're in that 9-to-5 job and you're thinking, I want to be fulfilling my passion, I want to be fulfilling my purpose, I just don't know what that is, I don't know what that is, sometimes you could be fulfilling that purpose exactly where you are if you just take some time to be still and listen. And it's quite amazing. I mean, all my ideas for Stillness Room, all the marketing, promotional ideas, you know, the concepts that helped me partner with Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Gary Zukav, they all came to me after meditations or going on a run in the trees, which is another form of meditation. All the ideas for the yoga code and the workshop came to me in meditation. And so I would really strongly suggest to people, make stillness, meditation, yoga, sitting in a park, going for a run in the trees, something where you can be with you, a priority, and be open to the answers that come. So just truly be open.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Jackie. You said so many things throughout the interview that really, really spoke to me, and I just wanted to recap a couple of things that really, really resonated with me, and I believe our audience as well, is the preparing for success. I think that's so brilliant the way you talked about it, and again how you referred to the Asteya philosophy, where it basically says you can have all the hopes and dreams that you want, but unless you put action steps into preparing yourself to open up to those opportunities, you're never going to get them, which is similar to a lot of what the law of attraction says, this preconceived notion that if you just think of what you want, it'll come. But the truth is you have to set those goals, but you also have to prepare yourself for the success also. So I loved what you talked about with that. I also loved how you talked about your, you know, gratitude and yoga ritual and how really putting that attention on yourself and on your body really allows you to stay focused and get through times of pain and struggle, and also keeping open to new opportunities. We tend to have tunnel vision when it comes to what we feel we're supposed to do, and especially the more aligned you feel you are with your purpose, we often have blinders up to other opportunities, which might only just expand and help you grow as an individual. And I think it's great that you are telling people and teaching people to stay open to new opportunities, which is so, so key. And then the last little thing you said is really just listen. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to yourself. Listen to what you want and trust. So we've come to the end of our short little interview here. I wish we could keep talking and talking and talking. Before we let you go, I wanted to give you the opportunity to share with our community a few places where they could go to find out more information about you and your businesses. How can they do that?
Sure, thank you. Well, my company is Stillness Room, so it's a meditation furniture company. The website is stillnessroom.com. However, most of the information can be found just off my personal website, which is JackieDumaine.com, and on there you'll find dates of my upcoming workshops. I'll be hosting it here in Calgary on March 4th, and I'll be hosting it on the West Coast in Tofino at the end of March as well at a yoga and surfing retreat, which I'm really excited about. And they can also find information on my personalized coaching programs and my blog, which I encourage people to read because this is my opportunity to get real and raw and honest and share my journey with others.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jackie. We really, really appreciate you taking the time to get on the call with us and to share all of your juicy wisdom with our community. And everyone will definitely include the link to her website below the interview. So be sure to check out Jackie's site. It's awesome. Lots of great information to read there. And thanks again, Jackie. We really, really enjoyed this interview today.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye.